For 18 centuries, Christian theologians understood these central doctrines to mean that, 1. God created everything from nothing, 2. God planned the incarnation and thus human beings from the beginning, and 3. God continues to interact with the creation. In the 4th century AD, Athanasius emphasized that everything that exists is preceded by its pattern in God, who fashioned the race of men in his own image. Christ's body, which is of no different sort from ours, was thus made according to God's eternal plan. In the 5th century, Augustine wrote, "The wisdom of God, by which all things have been made, contains everything according to design before it is made. In particular, God ordained the form of human beings before the ages." In the 7th century, Maximus the Confessor, regarded as a leading theologian by Eastern Orthodoxy, wrote that God's original purpose for creating the universe was to make human beings microcosms that unite the mental, spiritual, and physical aspects of creation with each other and with Him. In the 13th century, Thomas Aquinas, the leading theologian of Roman Catholicism, wrote that created beings are preceded by ideas in the divine mind, just as the likeness of a house pre-exists in the mind of the builder. In particular, the human soul is made to the image of God, and God fashioned the human body in order to make it suitably proportioned to the soul. During the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century, Martin Luther emphasized that the creation is not fortuitous, but the exclusive work of divine foresight. Above all, man and woman were created by the special plan and providence of God. According to John Calvin, the most excellent example of all God's work is humankind. The chief seat of God's image is in the human mind and heart, though some scintillations shine in every part, including the body. So in traditional Christian doctrine, the world was created and designed by God, and human beings were planned from the beginning. A great many of the world's people believe that these statements are true. For our present purpose, though, what matters is not whether they are true, but what Darwinism has to say about them. Darwinism versus Christianity. Charles Darwin acknowledged the extreme difficulty, or rather impossibility, of conceiving this immense and wonderful universe as the result of blind chance or necessity, and he wrote that life had been originally breathed by the Creator into a few forms or into one. According to Darwin, however, all living things after the first have descended with modification from a common ancestor by natural selection acting on small variations. But natural selection means only the preservation of variations which independently arise, while no shadow of reason can be assigned for the belief that variations were intentionally and specifically guided.